Hello and welcome to this week's episode. It is the 8th of the 1st, the 8th of January 2025 today. This will go out on the 9th of January. So it's actually the first one I've recorded in the new year. The last one I had pre-recorded just before the new year. So how are we doing? What's going on? Are we back in the zone? Are we back in routine? Or are we still clinging on to that Christmas downtime kind of procrastination? Or maybe you didn't even go there in the first place. I would love to know. So please, please, please just get in touch with me, like on social media, on this, whatever. I would love to know. But this week's episode's a wee bit different. This is all about my upcoming course. So I'm kickstarting another Empower Her course on the 13th of January. So I thought I'd give everybody a wee week to get back into the swing of things. Kick off on the 13th of January. Also, the 13th is my 13 is my lucky number, which is why I went for 13. Just so happens to be a Monday as well. However, I'm not really a everyone starts on Monday kind of guy. But this episode's all about Empower Her. So we'll deep dive into this 8-week transformational course designed specifically to help women like you navigate the powerful journey of transformation and healing. Whether you're just beginning or in the midst of your journey, this course will provide you with tools, with guidance, and with support to help you reclaim your life and step into your fullest potential. So in this episode, I'm going to break down some key elements of what's in the Empower Her course, covering topics such as identity, habits, routine, limit beliefs, self-love, boundaries, breathwork, meditation, and vision setting. So if you're ready for a meaningful, lasting change, then let's get started, shall we? So yeah, as I said, we're covering a lot of stuff in this course. It is not, I'm a true believer that everything stems from the mind first, because you have to think something first before you can action it. And that can be positive or negative. And we have to really train our brains into like unwrapping or unlearning a lot of our learned behaviours, learned beliefs, learned patterns, in order to move forward with a life and find that new identity and have that like identity shift. It's not about, I'm not really a fan of the new year, new me thought process, because it's not about being a new you, it's about being an evolved version of you. So like almost when you're saying new year, new me, it's like you're saying that you're not good enough, and you're like solidifying that story that you're not good enough. So this is all about like not actually like an enhanced and improved and an empowered and elevated, all these beautiful words we could use. So it comes from a place of like love rather than a place of kind of hate. So the first step in your journey is all about rediscovering your identity. So many of us can get lost in that role, the kind of roles we play, the labels we wear, the expectation of other people. But Empower Her will encourage you to reconnect with your authentic self, who you are beyond all these titles, all your duties, what lights you up inside. By understanding and embracing your true identity, you'll unlock the confidence and clarity to make empowered decisions and embrace your transformation. Because so many of us live a life of shoulds, like what has been expected of you, or what your quote unquote society has told you that it should look like, what your life should look like. And often a lot of people are not living in line with their true values, like their true authentic values. So that's what the first kind of part of the course is all designed to, like, help you shift identity, help you find what your values are. And then we're going to move on to habits and routine. So setting the foundations for success, one of the most powerful aspects of this course is the focus on habits and routine, because it is what you do daily that literally dictates what your life looks like. The way you start your day, the choices you make throughout the day, and the rituals that you prioritise, will shape your reality. So in Empower Her, we're going to dive deep into creating sustainable habits that will align with your goals. It's about building a routine that supports your growth and that honours your well-being. This isn't about perfection. It's about like consistently creating a life that serves you and your highest self. So habits are so crucial when it comes to transformation. Literally, if you can repeat the same day 365 times and you know it's going to propel you forward, then in a year's time, where are you going to be? Excuse me to take a wee sip. So we're also going to be looking at limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs are a huge sabotager. It's a silent sabotager because you don't even really know it's there, and it'll hold you back from reaching your potential. In this course, we're going to look at and help you identify those deep-rooted beliefs that have got you stuck in these patterns that no longer serve you. Whether it's an often it isn't, I'm not good enough. Like I would say a lot of things all stem back to that. I don't deserve success. I'm too old. Like that fear of failure. These beliefs are often untrue, and it's just a story that you're telling yourself that is holding you back. And sometimes that's a safety, that's a protection thing. Through powerful exercises, mindset shifts, and support, Empower Her will teach you how to break free from these limiting beliefs and rewrite the narrative of your life. It is so crucial when it comes to moving forward with your life. I had so many limiting beliefs, and the more I have worked on them, the more I have stepped into courage, the more I have like crushed through them, the more empowered you feel, and the more you realize and you build that trust with yourself that actually you can do the things that you often said you couldn't. Self-love, huge one, especially for us females. I would say a lot of, like I said, that a lot of things come back to that not enoughness, which is also very, very closely linked with self-love and self-worth. Self-love is not just a buzzword, it is an absolute necessity for healing and transformation. So in this section of the course, you'll learn how to love yourself unconditionally, honor your needs, and prioritize your well-being. When you truly, truly love yourself, you set the foundations for all changes you wish to create. Empower Her will guide you through exercises that will help you cultivate self-compassion and show up for yourself in a way that you truly deserve. Because so often we put ourselves last on the list, and then when we don't have, when our cup is not full, it cannot spill over. So it's really, really important to learn actually that real, real, real true aspect of self-love. Because also as well, if you have offspring, if you have daughters, if you have nieces, even if you're a teacher and you teach a lot of girls, like your energy will transform onto them. So like you want to, even though you might be saying the opposite words that you use to them that you say to yourself, there's still an underlying energy there. So you want to make sure that you are entirely full of self-love so that that can then drip feed onto them. We're also going to be looking at standards and boundaries, so defining what your non-negotiables are. So that's another powerful lesson, but it's about setting clear standards and boundaries in a world that often asks us women to overextend ourselves. So this is really, really crucial to define what is acceptable for you and what is not. Boundaries are not walls. They are a protective space that allow you to thrive. So in this section of the course, I'll teach you how to say no when necessary, like actually standing in your power and saying the words no when it's not aligned with what you want to do or what you choose to do or what is aligned with your values or your beliefs. I want you to prioritize what matters and to protect your own energy. And by doing this, you'll empower yourself to create the life that you deserve without feeling burnt out or depleted. And even this can go as far as people, it can go as far as places, it can go as far as environments and workplaces, it can go as far as literally every aspect of your life. I would say in my previous life, I had really, really low boundaries and standards, both of myself and of other people. And again, it's all very closely linked. It's all very closely linked to that whole not enough, lack of self-love, all that sort of stuff. It's all very closely linked. And because I have done so much work on myself, and because I do now have like standards and boundaries in place, and because I do now have like a knowing of my worth, I will not allow a lower standard or a boundary that I am strong on to be crossed. And that does mean sometimes that I need to be like, you cannot be in my life, like sort of a thing. And that's not necessarily people, that might be like new people that come into my life, like potential relationships. And there, and when you start a relationship, it's really, really important to make sure that you are firm on your boundaries and standards, because when you allow there to be plat, although there can be like non-negotiables and negotiables, of course, which I'll teach you in the course. But when you have non-negotiables, you need to be solid on those non-negotiables, because somebody will only treat you how you allow them to treat you. And for instance, I had to stand by my standards and stand by my boundaries, and quite recently I had to say to somebody like, you are not the person for me, because they crossed a boundary, and that wasn't what I was going to settle for anymore, and it was something 100% I would have settled for in the past. So really, really crucial. We're also going to be looking at breath work and meditation, harnessing that inner peace and clarity. So breath work and meditation are really integral practices in the Empower Her course. It offers you tools to calm your mind, connect with your body, and find clarity in the chaos of life. These practices will help you tap into your inner wisdom, quieting down the noise and release stress and tension. And by incorporating breath work and meditation into your routine, you'll find a deeper sense of peace, focus, resilience, which will carry you through your transformational journey. And I know a lot of people really struggle with breath work and meditation. So it is, I should say here, it really, really is a practice. It's not something that you just wave a magic wand and you get there. Same as any other practice, it's a practice. It takes time, and it's not for everybody at the beginning, but it really, really does serve you, especially. Breath work is, I speak about this loads in this podcast, but breath work is directly connected to your nervous system, and it'll allow it to soothe. So when you're in that flight or fight response, when you can connect to your breath, it will soothe your nervous system, and it allow that logical brain to the kick in instead of that kind of monkey emotional brain. And we'll also look at vision and goals, so creating a roadmap for success and whatever success looks like in your life. So we'll be looking at vision and goals. Once you've reclaimed your identity, you've transformed your habits, you've released limiting beliefs, and you're embracing self-love, it's time to get clear on what the vision is for your future. So in Empower Her course, we're going to teach you how to create a crystal clear vision of your life and break it down into actionable goals with the right intentions and a solid plan. You'll have the confidence to step into the future with clarity and excitement. Now, none of this has anything physical in it, so to speak, but there will be elements of physical stuff coming in. And like I said, when you can really, really harness the power of your mind and harness the power of like all these different things I've just spoke about, the ripple effect of that is huge. So when you love yourself more, you'll choose better things for yourself. So you'll choose better food. So we will talk about food and some of this stuff as well. We will talk about, in fact, I'm sure there's a week that I talk about nutrition, which for some reason I never put in here, which is strange. But anyway, but naturally, when you're feeling better about yourself, you will choose better things for you. And then that has a ripple effect. You'll choose. So there'll be a bit about movement and stuff like that in here as well. So like some of those habits and stuff we'll be talking about. Food, and we'll be talking about movement, and we'll be talking about all these things because they all go hand in hand. And like I said, when you are feeling better in yourself and you're thinking better, then all these other things will be a natural progression of that. I will also, those of you who want to learn how to lift, I'm happy to do a little video or even a meetup in a gym where I can take you through some bits and pieces of equipment and stuff like that and things you can do. And I might even throw in a wee online yoga class as well throughout the 8 weeks as well. So Empower Her is more than just a course. It's a deep journey of healing and transformation. And by working through our elements of identity and habits and limiting beliefs and self-love and boundaries and meditation and breath work and vision, you're going to cultivate the tools and the mindset you need to live a life that reflects your true worth and your true potential. And if you're ready to step into your power, release what no longer serves you, embrace the woman that you are meant to be, then this course is exactly for you. So join me now and start your transformational journey today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have found this episode helpful, please share it with whoever you might think will benefit from it. And remember, the power of transformation lies within you, not anybody else. You get to choose. So until next time, stay empowered. Have a magical day, week, month. And I'll be back with you next week. Bye.